This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Generally speaking, an earthenware utensil cannot be considered a proper earthenware utensil that would be susceptible to Tumah unless it's able to stand on its own without being supported by something else. That's why, for example, we learn in Mishnah Beis, if you have even a large piece from a Kli Cheres that still has a use, you can hold liquid in it, it'll catch a leak, but if that's unable to stand by itself, then it is not considered halacha keli, it's not mekabel tumah. But our Mishnah teaches an exceptional case of a type of Kli Cheres that cannot stand by itself, and yet is considered a keli, is mekabel tumah, and that is halapid, an earthenware torch. So this is basically a bowl that held the oil and the wick, but the bottom was a long point, and this was inserted into the hollow end of a pole, and that formed the torch. A person would hold this, use it as a torch. So here, this earthenware bowl, it cannot stand by itself. Yet the Mishnah rules Tame, it is subject to Tumah because it is designed to be inserted in the hollow tube, and that's the way it's meant to be propped up. So in such a case, it is deemed a proper halacha keli that is mekabel tumah. Another kind of kli cheres that is mekabel tumah, ubeis shikol shel ner mitama ba'avir, a lamp holder. So this is basically a block made of earthenware that had a pretty shallow indentation where one would place his oil lamp. The Mishnah rules, even though the indentation of this is pretty shallow, nevertheless, that's considered a toch. It is interior, it's meant to hold something, i.e. the oil lamp, therefore it is a kli cheres with a toch, which is mekabel tumah. The Mishnah concludes with a discussion of an earthenware utensil called a tsartzur, which is basically a large earthenware bottle, and it wasn't uncommon that protruding from the rim of the tsartzur were these little projections that were there for decorative purpose, that the Mishnah refers to as a comb, because it kind of looked like the teeth of a comb. These little strips, these narrow things coming out at the top for decorative purposes. So at issue is the status within the airspace of these little protruding things, the comb that came up from the top of this earthenware tsartzur bottle. Question is, so is that zone considered still the interior of this earthenware utensil so that tumah transmission could occur there? The Mishnah says, Hamasrik shel tsartzur, regarding the airspace within the little protrusions, the teeth of this comb of the tsartzur earthenware bottle, Rabbi Eliezer Metaher. Rabbi Eliezer ruled that no tumah transmission could occur in this space because we can't consider this area as a toch. We can't say this is part of the container because it won't do a good job of containing. There are spaces between the so-called teeth of this comb. So if you have liquid there, it would spill out. So it's not part of the toch, it's not part of this container. Therefore, no tumah applies to this section. However, the chachamim ruled that no tumah would apply even to the space within the masrek, within the comb, these protrusions that come out of the top of the rim. Although it's true that liquid wouldn't be properly contained there, nevertheless, the chachamim argue that structurally speaking, these protrusions are just a continuation of the rest of the bottle, and certainly the bottle itself is a toch. The thing overall is a toch. It's a bottle. It contains liquid, of which the protrusions are a part. And so it's not necessary that each specific section of the toch be practically able to contain liquid. As long as it's structurally part of the toch, halachically it's considered part of the toch, and therefore even this top part of the airspace within the protrusions, the masrek, is susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.